Well, good morning, everybody. If you're visiting, I know we do have some folks from Fort Wayne and some other places. We're happy you're here. I always start my sermon off with a little piece of Pope trivia. And your Pope trivia, everybody waits all week long to hear what the Pope trivia of the week is going to be. And this week, you know, we're used to the conclaves that elect the new Pope. We're used to those taking place in Rome. But that wasn't always the case. They used to kind of move about, and your trivia of the week is that the last one that was not in Rome was in the year 1800, and that was the conclave that elected Pope Pius VII, and that one took place in Venice, and there you go. Folks, today I was thinking about our readings, and they're all about life. They're about, you know, the flowers that blossom, the seeds that come to fruition, and the seeds that grow, and the trees that sprout up, and all of this beautiful verdant green, you know, nice that I'm wearing this, like this imagery of life, 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 life. And of course, the readings are also about faith. And Jesus reminds us that even the faith of a mustard seed is quite something, quite powerful. And sometimes we might be tempted to think, oh, my faith isn't that great. But we do have even a tiny bit of faith. The mustard seed was the smallest of them all, is able to bear so much fruit and become something so great. So we must never lose hope that we don't have enough faith. But all of this beautiful, beautiful imagery of life and all this sort of thing, it got me in faith, and I got to thinking about, like, where are those places in my life where I have felt my faith most alive? And maybe that's a good question for all of us to reflect on. There's an Irish saying that goes, heaven and earth are only 3 feet apart, but in thin places, that distance is even shorter. What are the thin places in your life? Those places, the other day on Thursday in Mass, the reading was from 2 Corinthians. And St. Paul talks about the veil that veils all peoples, and this veil between heaven and earth, that like on this side of heaven, we will never see Jesus face to face. We will see him in each other. We will see him in nature. We will especially see him in sacrament. But that in a lot of ways, there's this veil. But the Irish saying here is like reminding us that there are those places in our lives, in our world, where the veil is really thin. When we can come so close to God, when we can experience him and almost step into heaven for a short spell. Of course, I think about certain places locally, of course, church. One of my thin places is to come into St. Joseph in the early morning before the sun is rising and to see the sun come through the windows as I'm praying my morning prayers. It's beautiful. It's a thin place for me. I'm sitting there and I'm just feeling like the sun is rising in my heart, and like no matter what, God is here, and it's this beautiful thing. The Adoration Chapel, totally a thin place for me. I just love going there. There are other thin places that I think about. St. Meinrad, I got to live there for 6 years. Sam and I just went there the other day with a group of folks, and it's this beautiful, thin place. We Catholics have a tradition of doing pilgrimages to holy places, to these shrines, to sanctuaries and basilicas. If you've never gone to that basilica in St. Louis, go make a pilgrimage. It's a thin place. Like, you go to these places and you just feel God, and you know that he's real. And some people, it may be sitting on the water and watching the sunset or watching the sunrise. That might be a thin place for you. But there are these places that God gives us where the veil is real thin. And when our faith can germinate in our hearts, where our faith can become verdant and alive and blossom, and our job is to go to those places. And there are thin places, but there are also thin people. And what I mean by that is that there are people that our good Lord blesses us with, that whenever we're around them, our faith is more alive. And we know that we're close to God. I always use the example of Father Joe Moriarty, my spiritual director. I get to see him again this week. But he's just this holy, humble guy. And whenever I'm around him, I just feel more faithful myself, you know, because he's one of those people for me, one of those thin people. There are lots of them in our lives. And our job is to take advantage of that and to have holy friendships. Our MOAs get together, a lot of them, every night or every other night and pray the rosary. And I would bet that they would say that each other is a thin place. That, like, when they're together, they're close to God. And that's powerful. A married life is meant to be much the same. Jeannie and Nathan got married yesterday right here in this church. And Connor and Lexi got married. Kennedy got married on Friday, and they were here at Mass last night. It is beautiful, you know, and that married life is meant to be something of that, where you're to be thin people to each other. But that the wife's job is to get the husband to heaven, and the husband's job is to get the wife to heaven, and both of their jobs is to get the kids to heaven, and that there's family is supposed to be thin people for each other, that when we're around them, we are close to God. We feel the closeness of our Lord. And so I guess I would just leave you with these things. Number one, what are those thin places in your life? Where do you feel closest to God? And have you gone there lately? You know, one of them for me that I forgot to mention, Mom and Dad, my brother, we used to go to Bono, Indiana, where some of our ancestors are buried. And that's a thin place for me. It was always breezy whenever we went to this little cemetery in Bono, Indiana. And, you know, but like, have we been to our thin places lately? What are those places for you? And have you been there lately? And number two, who are the thin people in your life? And are you spending time with them? And number three, are you a thin person? I'm not telling you to go lose weight. I'm telling you to be one of those people that when others are around you, they feel close to our Maker. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.